My name is Fred Lay. I am the director and producer of The Empathizer.
And my name is Brett Hamilton. I'm a co-director and cinematographer.
I'm really curious to talk a little bit about what the film is and what drew you both to the project.
So we started in 2022. Just had this idea to interview other Viet Q people. Viet Q is a term that means overseas born Vietnamese. Who had made the choice to move back to the motherland, and just the unpacking what that means to go back to the country that your parents left. Because I did that same thing around 2017. I thought I was going to be living there for like a year, and it ended up being 3 years just because I loved it so much and found so many awesome opportunities in this country that my mom had left for good and still insisted that was still ruined in her eyes. So while I was living there, I met Brett. We became friends quickly. And then after we had both left Vietnam, we ended up being in the same neighborhood in Los Angeles. And I had the idea to shoot some interviews with some people who did the same thing. We got lucky with the quality of interviews that we shot. And here we are now with a feature film, award-winning feature film.
For me, I think like I was living in Vietnam as well at the same time as Fred. I was obviously don't have, well, I guess it's the radio, so you can't see, but I'm white, so I don't have the same kind of personal connection to the story. But Fred approached me like in 2022 and had this idea for a comedy documentary, which that like genre in itself was like really interesting to me. But I also like had a deep, deep like love for the country of Vietnam and from living there. And, you know, I felt like working on this project and investing more in telling that story in this community was something that I really wanted to do. So
approaching a documentary from a comedy standpoint, I love the idea of approaching subject matter like this or really anything from kind of a place of levity, but also talking about, you know, pretty serious, deep things that are personal to people, that are intimate to people, and your approach to bringing that juxtaposition into the film.
I just, as a Vietnamese American and a heavy consumer of artworks of the Vietnamese diaspora, I'm very familiar with the heavy tone that a lot of my fellow Vietnamese artists like to employ when they're talking about our parents' sacrifice specifically. And, you know, I felt like there was an opportunity for me to showcase my kind of personality, but also just the way that I do feel the disconnectedness actually with how, I mean, I was born 12 years after the war ended. Yet that Vietnam War is still something that is like a huge part of my entire personality, whether I like it or not. And I just wanted to kind of use my sense of humor as a tool to illustrate that disconnectedness that I and I think a lot of my fellow Viet Qs who were born well after the war or have no recollection of it or have no even connection to it feel when we think about our heritage. I know that answer was not funny at all, but...
Hey, no, I hear what you're saying.
Well, I was going to say, something, Fred, you said, like, a few weeks ago that really, like, landed for me was, like, laughter is the sound of tension being released, right? And, like, I think when we talk about this specific topic of, like, intergenerational trauma and, like, you know, people, like, fleeing war and, like, refugee identity, there's a lot of tension in that, especially when you're trying to kind of like have what is ultimately a pretty hard conversation to have for a lot of our subjects. Like I think coming to it with like a feeling of like, hey, you don't have to be an expert, we're not pretending to be experts, but we can still just like kind of have this conversation, like I think that really allowed us to really like dive into people's like unique perspectives and to like really, you know, get like raw about the feelings and about the stories that we captured.
We'll be hosting a free screening of The Empathizer Thursday, May 28th at 7:30 p.m. at Millwork Commons. Filmmakers Fred Lay and Brett Hamilton will be present, and we'll be having a conversation after the film with a Q&A. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBjorn.